Well, Kai, really good to catch up with you. We're getting towards the end of the testing day here at Silverstone. It's only 3 weeks till Donington. Can you believe it?
No, I feel like it has gone by really quickly. It seems like only yesterday we started testing with the new team here in Fortec.
So, as you say, you've changed teams. Last season was a learning curve season for you. I think it's fair to say, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, last season was my first year in racing in general, you know, coming from kind of nothing in terms of experience and then just jumping straight into Formula 4, of course, in probably one of, if not the most competitive championships across the board. And I think, you know, it was definitely a struggle in the beginning, but sort of we learned as the year went. And now I feel like, you know, we're in a good position to keep learning and keep building on off of what I learned last year.
Yeah, you very clearly developed your racecraft and your speed last season. That's going to be a big plus for you moving into this new year.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, once again, the grid is maybe even tighter than last year. So I think the way we race and how, you know, how you do your starts, how you make an overtake and qualifying especially, you know, all these kind of things will be really important this year.
Yeah. How much testing time have you had so far?
In total with the team, mainly just the unofficial and official test days that we've had. I mean, not a crazy amount, but we've had a good amount of running with the team. So
yeah. You're comfortable with the car out of the box so far?
Yeah, so far so good. The team's been really good. You know, all the guys have been working really hard and you know, really great group of people to work with. Engineers, mechanics, everyone just gels well together.
Yeah. Moving into a new team, you get new ideas, new impetus, a new sense of motivation. Are you finding those little things that you need to focus on for this season?
Absolutely, yeah, those little things of motivation and you know, we kind of see those glimpses of, okay, we've got a little bit more here, a little bit more there, and it's just about putting it together. So yeah, we're extremely motivated to keep pushing.
You've already mentioned it's going to be another tight season, and we've got a few returnees, of which you are one, but the majority of the grid, of course, are rookies, yeah, who all want to make a name for themselves, as you did last year. They're going to be hot on your tails. On paper, it looks like an incredibly close season ahead of us.
Yeah, of course. I mean, everyone here has come from, I think everyone pretty much has come from karting. So, of course, you know, that really helps you grow up and you know, come to be competitive in Formula 4 straight on. So I'll use all my experience that I've got compared to these guys and see what we can do.
Yeah. Who do you draw on for inspiration when you're sat in the car waiting for the lights to go out? Who would be a mentor to you? Who's your inspiration in the world of motorsport?
I've got a few, but I'd say definitely like one that's kind of more obvious is one of the F1 drivers, Carlos Sainz, just because of, you know, how hard he works. And, you know, we saw especially very recently how he came back from appendicitis and won the race. And that kind of work ethic for me is something that I find really, really, really important, really useful, especially in my situation. So,
Obviously, you're going to want to get points in the bag. You're going to want podiums and your hands on some silverware. That goes without saying. In your own mind, I suspect you've set yourself some targets for the season. What about the first half of the year? What are you looking for?
Yeah, for the first half of the year, for sure, we're looking to be finishing in the points and kind of be battling it out with the top guys. And then, you know, of course, you've got reverse grid as well. So ideally to get some podiums and maybe some wins there as well. So we're going to be giving it everything.
Absolutely. What sort of level of support are you going to have trackside this year? You've got family and friends?
Yeah, I think a lot of them will be back home, but I know for sure that they'll all be supporting everyone from school that's now in university, and my parents, my sister, everybody.
Absolutely. Yeah. Really good to see you back, Kai. Have a great season.
Thank you.